Welcome to Coaching in Progress, the podcast for pioneering insights, strategies, and solutions designed to empower high-impact teams and organizations. I'm Vito Abruzzi, your host, and today we'll explore how powerful connections between team members drive extraordinary success. Let's roll.
All right, so ready to dive deep into something really, truly inspiring?
I'm ready.
Okay, good. Because today, we're going beyond the moon landing itself.
Right.
We're going to look at the Apollo 11 mission, sure, the rockets, the moonwalk, the whole thing. But more importantly, the people.
Right.
The people who made this impossible dream a reality.
Yeah.
And we've got some really fascinating sources for this deep dive.
I'm excited.
Yeah, me too. They reveal how, get this, how the team's personal interactions, like just how they talk to each other, were actually crucial to the mission's success.
Fascinating.
Isn't that wild? And and here's the thing, it's got a lot to teach us about teamwork today.
Yeah, I mean, we can always learn from the best, right?
Absolutely. I mean, this is the ultimate high stakes team, right?
Right.
So to kick things off, what really struck you about the human side of Apollo 11?
You know, it's so easy to get caught up in all the technological stuff, right?
Oh, for sure.
I mean, it was rocket science, literally. But what our sources really highlight is that the mission was just as much about human connection as it was about the technology. These individual interactions, the trust that they built, the way they shared ideas, how they tackled problems together, you know, that's the real story here.
Yeah, that makes sense. You can have the best tech in the world, but if the team's falling apart,
exactly,
it's not going anywhere.
It's not going to the moon.
Exactly, not going to the moon. So we're talking about a brilliant team of engineers, astronauts, the best of the best. But how do you get those massive egos to work together, you know?
Yeah, it's the age-old question.
Especially with that kind of pressure. I mean, The weight of the world was watching them.
Absolutely. And our sources, they all point to this one thing, one-on-one conversations.
Hmm.
They were absolutely crucial for the Apollo 11 team.
Okay, so like what? Just casual chats by the water cooler?
Well, not exactly. Think of it more like they were building a spaceship to the moon,
yeah,
right? Right.
But they were also building trust, and they were doing it one conversation at a time.
Oh, I see. So it wasn't just about, you know, small talk. It was strategic.
Exactly. They were intentional about it.
And that trust wasn't just some, like, you know, kumbaya feel good thing, right?
No, not at all.
This was mission critical. Like, remember that famous Neil Armstrong quote?
Oh, yeah.
He said, in a large project like Apollo, no one can know everything. It was mandatory that we trust the other members of the team.
Yeah, and he goes on to say that you develop that trust by constant interaction and the joint solving of problems.
So they basically had to become a well-oiled machine.
Right, but a machine made of humans.
Right, right, with flaws and different opinions. Okay. And that's what makes it so interesting, right? Because we all know even the best teams, they don't always agree.
Of course not, and the Apollo 11 team was no exception.
Yeah.
But what's fascinating is how they used those disagreements, those differences of opinion, to their advantage. So they didn't just try to sweep conflict under the rug.
No, they saw it as an opportunity. And these one-on-one meetings, they provided the space for that.
Okay, I'm starting to see how this all connects. So it's like these one-on-one meetings, they were kind of like pressure valves.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it.
Right. So instead of, you know, having these conflicts blow up in a big group setting, they could hash things out, you know, one-on-one, understand each other's perspective.
Exactly.
And come up with solutions that they might not have reached otherwise.
That's exactly it. And you know, it's worth noting that the Apollo 11 team, they didn't just, you know, wing these one-on-one meetings. They had some key techniques.
Oh, really? Like what?
Well, our sources point out a few things. They really stressed active listening, you know, really hearing what the other person was saying.
That seems basic, but I bet it's harder than it sounds.
Oh, absolutely, especially in those high-pressure situations. But they also focused on setting clear goals together so everyone was on the same page, and they weren't afraid to give constructive feedback.
Hmm. And all of this was in the spirit of moving the mission forward.
Exactly. It was all about the bigger picture.
Wow, that's pretty incredible. And the thing is, these principles, they apply to any team today, right? It's not just about launching rockets.
Absolutely. I mean, think about it. Whether you're launching a rocket or launching a new product, you know, listening carefully, setting shared goals, providing helpful feedback, it can really transform your team's dynamic.
So as we wrap up our deep dive into this human side of Apollo 11, what's the one thing you want our listeners to take away?
You know, I think it's this. Every interaction, every conversation, it's an opportunity.
An opportunity for what?
An opportunity to build trust, to solve problems, and to achieve something extraordinary, just like the Apollo 11 team.
So it's not just about reaching the moon, it's about reaching our full potential together.
Right. And think about this. As you step into your next one-on-one meeting, you know, how can you lead like the Apollo 11 team? How can you make sure everyone on your team feels heard, valued, and empowered to contribute their best?
That's a great question to leave our listeners with.
Really?
Something to think about. All right, well, that's our deep dive into the Apollo 11 mission and what it can teach us about teamwork.
Amazing stuff.
Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And to all our listeners out there, keep reaching for the stars.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining me on Coaching in Progress. If you enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to read the Coaching in Progress newsletter on LinkedIn, where we discuss the insights and strategies covered. Let's keep the conversation going. Follow along and stay connected for more tools to empower your teams and elevate your leadership. Goodbye.